Never had I known love before, and I felt that I should die if I did not soon possess Sonoma Torah. And so it was that upon a certain night I visited the palace of my father, definitely determined to lay my heart and sword at her feet before I left. And although the natural complexes of a lover convinced me that I was an unworthy worm, that she would be wholly justified in spurning, I was yet determined to declare myself so that I might openly be accounted a suitor, which after all gives one greater freedom, even though he be not entirely a favored suitor. It was one of those lovely nights that transform old Barsoom into a world of enchantment. Thuria and Chloros were racing through the heavens, casting their soft light upon the garden of Tor Hatan, empurpling the vivid scarlet sward and lending strange hues to the gorgeous blooms of Pimelia and Soropus, while the winding walks graveled with semi-precious stones shot back a thousand scintillant rays of that clothed in ever-changing colors danced at the feet of the marble statuary that lent an added artistic charm to the ensemble. In one of the spacious halls that overlooked the garden of the palace, a youth and a maiden sat upon a massive bench of rich Soropus wood, such a bench as might have graced the halls of the great Jeddak himself, so intricate its rich design, so perfect the carving of the master craftsman who produced it. Upon the leathern harness of the youth were the insignia of his rank and service, a padwar in the 91st Umak. The youth was I, Hadron of Hastur, and with me was Sonoma Torah, daughter of Tor Hatan. I had come filled with determination boldly to plead my cause, but suddenly I had become aware of my unworthiness. What had I to offer this beautiful daughter of the rich Tor Hatan? I was only a padwar, and a poor one at that. Of course, there was the royal blood of Gaethol in my veins, and that I knew would have weight with Tor Hatan. But I am not given to boasting, and I could not have reminded Sonoma Torah of the advantages to be derived because of it, even if I had known positively that it would influence her. I had, therefore, nothing to offer but my great love, which is perhaps, after all, the greatest gift that man or woman can bring to another, and I had thought of late that Sonoma Torah might love me. Upon several occasions she had sent for me, and although in each instance she had suggested going to the palace of Tara of Helium, I had been vain enough to hope that this was not her sole reason for wishing to be with me. "You are uninteresting tonight, Hadron of Hastur," she said after a particularly long silence, during which I had been endeavoring to formulate my proposal in some convincing and graceful phrases. "Perhaps," I replied, "it is because I am trying to find the words in which to clothe the most interesting thought I have ever entertained." "And what is that?" she asked politely, though with no great show of interest. "I love you, Sonoma Torah," I blurted awkwardly. She laughed. It was like the tinkling of silver upon crystal, beautiful but cold. "That has been apparent for a long while," she said. "But why speak of it?" "And why not?" I asked. "Because even if I returned your love, I am not for you, Hadron of Hastur," she replied coldly. "You cannot love me then, Sonoma of Torah," I asked. "I did not say that," she replied. "You could love me." "I could love you if I permitted myself the weakness," she said. "But what is love?" "Love is everything," I told her. Sonoma Torah laughed. "If you think that I would link myself for life to a threadbare padwar even if I loved him, you are mistaken," she said haughtily. "I am the daughter of Tor Hatan, whose wealth and power are but little less than those of the royal families of Helium. I have suitors whose wealth is so great that they could buy you 1,000 times over. Within the year, an emissary of the Jeddak Tul Akstar of Jawar waited upon my father. He had seen me, and he had said that he would return, and merely for love, you would ask me, who may someday be Jeddara of Jawar, to become the wife of a poor padwar?"